Hey everyone, this is the Harbaugh Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. We were lucky enough to kind of hit the jackpot recently. We found a person that had three of these Sharp 660E Talking Time 1s. So we bought all three of them from them. Now these are in varying conditions. So I'm going to do one recording for all three of them. That way, it just saves me some time and effort and so forth. So the first one we're going to talk about is going to be one that I'm going to rank in good condition. Now, this one works perfect. It has the doors on it for the back door. They lock down just fine. Battery door's fine. It's got the lanyard with it. Everything about this is in excellent condition except one thing, and that's why I'm classifying it as good condition. On the front, on the metal grill, there is a dent. It's about the size of a fingertip. So if you like took and just kind of squeezed the calculator, or not the calculator, but the clock, that's kind of what it looks like. There is a fingerprint-sized dent on the front, and it's not like a super tiny dent. It's, you know, it's not like a humongous dent. It's kind of in the middle and, you know, just, it's there. You can definitely feel it. So, doesn't affect anything.
It's 325 Tiga.
There it is. It's keeping time just fine.
It's 325
Tiga. The knob on the top is pushed down a little bit. You can still easily get it with your finger. Locks in place.
325 Tiga.
And other than that, the rest of it's in really good condition. The sides are in good condition, or excellent condition. The bottom's in excellent condition. The top's in excellent condition. Just that dent on the front. So I have to put this as good condition. Now, this is the one, the model that actually does not have the rubber plug in the bottom. I still don't know what the difference. I think these were made a little bit later than the ones with the rubber plug. But not a lot of scratches and everything on the rest of this. Just that one dent, really, is what kind of knocks it on this one. But we will price it accordingly on the website. But that is a good condition with the doors and everything work fine. Battery compartment's fine. The door on this locks down real nice to cover up all the buttons. All the buttons work fine. And it does come with the original lanyard, which is nice. So that is the 660E Talking Time 1 by Sharp in good condition. Next one we have is still a 660E, of course, Sharp, Talking Time 1, 660E. This one I'm ranking as in excellent condition. So this is an excellent condition. No dents on the front. Sides look almost perfect. Top and bottom look perfect. Everything about this one, very, very nice condition. The knob is sticking up a little bit further. Of course, there's always somebody that comes in my door when I'm doing a recording. Knob sticks up fine. This does have the original lanyard. The door on the back locks down nice and tight, covers up the buttons. All the buttons work. Battery cover is there. Battery compartment cover is there. This also does not have the rubber, the bottom that has the, this does not have the rubber plug on the bottom. This one is in excellent to like new condition. I'm calling this one excellent to like new. And yeah, keeps time perfect. Everything about that one looks really, really nice. So that one is excellent to like new. And then the final one we have, I am calling like new to new. Like new to new, or just like new. But this one is even a little maybe better condition than the last one. Not by much, if any, just a little tad bit better condition. The front grill feels a little more new and shinier than the last one. That's the only difference I can tell. Sides, top, bottoms are perfect on this one. Original lanyard on it as well. Knob sticks out nice and far at the top. Works fine. Door that covers the buttons on the back. Tightest of the three. battery compartment cover, nice and tight there, and it's, well, of course, the original one in that. So yeah, so I'm going to call this one like new to mint condition. So in my opinion, out of the three, this is the one closest to mint condition. The last one we talked about, that would be, man, I don't know. Both of these really, really look almost the same condition. The knob on this one sticks up maybe just a little higher than the last one, but I'm still going to call both of these close to like new to mint condition. I mean, this final one, I can feel little rough spots down at the bottom around the metal. I don't know if those are scratches or if that's the way they came from the factory, but very hard to tell the difference between both of those. I would say both of these last two are basically like new condition. So I'll probably just put them both up as like new condition because they really are. They're really, really nice conditions. So there you go. And we do have a detailed tutorial on the website you can download and check out if you want to know what all the buttons do, what all the switches do. I go over everything to walk you through how to set everything, how to operate everything. So that will be in the description on the website. So yeah, guys, we got two in like new condition and one in good condition. And I'll put these, of course, they'll be up on the website. So yeah. Very rare that we get these in, but now super rare that we actually found one person that had three of them. So we're very happy that we were able to pick those up. So if you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.